Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Thursday night, and with our very special guest, we have Jeanette Finnegan back on the show. And as you know, she's been a regular on her off and on, and we did LaVoy Finnegan's last radio interview several years ago, and everything. We want to do some catch up and everything, but right now, Virgil, and how you doing?
Hey, this is Hurricane. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. Hello, Jeanette. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Jeanette, how you doing, young lady? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on again, and thanks for calling me a young lady.
Well, you are younger than I am, so, you know, technically so. But anyhow, I got to tell you, now, I've been watching all this going on. I've been watching the things over the years that you've been trying to accomplish and stuff, and I tell you, you know, I've just been praying that we can get, you know, justice for LaVoy very soon and all this stuff, and I think it's going to be coming. But tell us about what you've been doing and everything, what's been going on since we last talked.
Well, a lot's been going on. You know, since COVID started, Mark and I have been unable to travel. We came home from California in March. We've done a little bit in August when we started to lift some of the restrictions, but, you know, the restrictions are back on again, and so we haven't been traveling as much with the documentary series, but my fight continues to go on. You know, the judge is is still waiting. We mm-hmm. are filing a response to her finding and dismissing the federal government, but we are going forward with the state of Oregon and the Oregon State Police. But with this COVID, with the violence, with all of the protest and anarchy mm-hmm. going on up there in Oregon,
oh,
I don't know how much this is going to go. So we've got an uphill battle, but we're still in the fight.
Oh, yeah. You know, and I know Portland, I'm like, wow, Portland's going to burn to the ground the way this governor is letting her state go, you know, and everything. And we all know how evil and corrupt she is and everything, you
Absolutely.
Know, and stuff. But, you know, and I'm hearing that, you know, there's a possibility that it's going to be, you know, when this goes forward, she does. I mean, when they get the Supreme Court judge in there, when they nominate her in there, it's done. It's going to be all over with for everybody, you know.
There is so much corruption on so many levels. You know, just in
mm-hmm.
the press lately, James Comey has been testifying, has been brought back in because
mm-hmm.
more evidence has been uncovered. You know, the Clintons are responsible for Russiagate. They were trying to disrupt the election clear back in 2016 with all of that garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And James Comey
mm-hmm.
was head of the FBI at that time. He is a disgraced fired FBI,
mm-hmm.
head of FBI. He is so culpable on so many levels, but he
oh,
was
yeah.
in charge at the time that LaVoie was killed. So you have James
oh, yeah.
Comey, you have McCabe, you have all of the same
mm-hmm.
actors and players that we're watching come out today. Do you think that they're going to be able to hold them accountable? You know, as we continue to watch, it's amazing what the left continues to get away with, the media bias.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why they're all panicking. That's why they're all panicking right now, because they know it's fixing to come down on them. And seeing this happen brings me a little pleasure and joy in that, because, you know, you and me and the Hurricane Ann a couple of years ago, we uncovered the Clintons, their with Uranium One. We blew that after. We exposed Harry Reid, his dirty dealings. We exposed Obama's kill orders. Nobody believed us, but you and Carol Bundy, you guys hired a private investigator and proved it's correct, you know. And when I saw that article come out with that, I was like, you know, we told you so, you know.
Yeah.
And it's
I have a question for Jeanette.
Go ahead.
If you don't mind. Jeanette, so you know I was friends with LaVoie way before he was, like, super famous, and I always followed him on his YouTube, and he didn't even – back when he didn't have that many subscribers, but then people started really, you know, watching his videos, and it was awesome. But I was wondering – I don't really see his YouTube anymore, and I was thinking that with the corona and not being able to do the tour for the DVDs and the documentary, that you could open up LaVoie's YouTube and put updates on there and get a Patreon. And Patreon is – a way to raise money, which the watchers donate. Like, I have this one guy that I Patreon. I give him $17 a month, and it comes automatically out of my bank. And so you have regular Patreons that give it just comes automatically out of your draft, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that would be an awesome way to help make up for some of the loss for this you know, court stuff that we're trying to raise money for, if you did that. And I know I love LaVoie's YouTube, and it would be so nice to see it pop back up on my feed and to get some feedback, you know. And a lot of people are watching YouTube now because so many people cut off cable because of fake news, you know.
Right. I'll certainly look into that, but you can always go to my website and do the same thing. There is a monthly subscription that you can set up a monthly payment into the legal fund if you so desire. You go
now,
right
is that
to the
One Cowboy Stands
Freedom.
Alone?
No, One Cowboy Stand for Freedom, singular cowboy, One Cowboy Stand for Freedom.com. And if you go to that, you can set up a monthly donation to the legal fund. You know, I'm not surprised that his YouTubes don't come up that much, because we are being controlled in so many different ways. You know, there's a great book that just came out. It's called Deleted. It's
mm-hmm.
by Alam Bolkaria. And I butchered his name. I apologize for that. But it's about the big tech battle to erase, you know, the Trump election and steal the election, but also how they control any type of right wing, any type of conservative thinking. And so when you have people on our side of the aisle trying to get out a message, you know, big tech is controlling everything that we do. And whether or not it pops up on the first or second or third or fourth or tenth page, you know, you really have to search something out in Google, because they're picking the winners and the losers. There's so many things going on nationally. Most of the average day people don't even understand what's going on, you know, from the FBI, the corruption in the CIA and the FBI, to our corrupt judicial system, to Google and big tech controlling.
It goes
Silicon
very
Valley,
deep.
You know?
And that's way deep. I mean, we talked about it on this show for quite a few years now. And to see it actually play out, you know, we talk about it all the time and everything, but it goes way deeper where people think, you know, and everything.
I know,
so,
and they think the angels have their tinfoil hats on, don't they? They think that we're just all crazy, that none of this really is going on. But and the media is the biggest, they are absolutely in cahoots with all of the left-wing ideology, and they're promoting it. I mean, look at the presidential debate. Oh, my gosh, that was a train wreck. It was already described as a train wreck, and it was. But look at the moderator, Chris Wallace. He was not unbiased at all. He had specific questions targeted, and most of those questions were in reference to left-leaning policies and or agenda, and really nothing that was really pertinent. And I just found that very interesting. You know, he claimed to be so unbiased, but he wasn't.
He was running interference. And so Trump knew that he was going to probably be having a mic on, because they said that they had said they were going to get checked for mics and that Biden refused. And so I think what Trump was trying to do was disrupt him so he couldn't hear the mic and get him flustered so that he would lose it right there in public. And Chris Wallace was in there trying to run interference to give Joe time to calm down and not lose it. So I think that Trump had a strategy, and he did exactly what he was, you know, trying to do. And that was also to expose the dirty deeds and bring these topics up for conversation that normally wouldn't be, like about him taking a bribe from the Russians. So really, if you think about it, what Trump did was actually kind of brilliant. He had a strategy on it, but Chris Wallace is the real. And, you know, Jeanette, what you're saying about the government, though, and I was fooled for so long, and I was so fooled, because I really liked George Bush, but I really never did believe that the Democrats and Republicans were exactly the same until I saw the Bushes stand up for the Clintons the way they did, and then it just all made so much sense. And then having an outsider like Trump come in, you can really see the difference. And we were hoodwinked, all of us, for so long, and it's just – it's even more dirty because it's the right also.
Go ahead, Virgil. I know you had a question. Go ahead, Virgil.
Well, Jeanette, there's a – Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey, love you, Jeanette.
Love you too, sweetheart. And but there's a word for what happened the other night, Tuesday night. It's not called a debate. The word you use is ambush.
Yes.
That was a total ambush. You had one to the front, one to the side. That's an L ambush. Yes. And they're famous for that. And Chris Wallace, Russell has said it. He is 1,000,000% right that Fox News is nothing more than another fake media. I mean, they're just about up with CBS, and CBS has surpassed CNN as far as I can see. In the media, it's just a shame, and you know, placing, you know, militia in the same question as the white supremacists, you know, I saw that as just a downright insult, you know. The right-wing militia groups, the real right-wing militia groups, have nothing to do with the white supremacists. Nothing to do with it. But they're being labeled one and the same by the media now.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about that, I'm just tired of it.
Right, and the thing about that with the Pride Boys as well, they're not white, all white. It's all mixed races in that group.
Absolutely.
You know,
but that's
the media. But to get back on topic, you know, Jeanette, when I was first introduced to LaVoy, me and Anna's talked about this many times, you know, he talking about the sabotage going on in the ranch, talking about, I mean, just about everything, you know, and to see it, exposed, the way that we exposed it and the way the other media has exposed it and connected it with Hillary Clinton, connected it with Obama. And me and Russell talked about this the other night. You know, Obama gave the executive kill orders to kill everybody in the compound.
That's right.
And nobody believed me, Jeanette.
See, the media is complicit in this as well. The media came out and label lynched every single person that was at Malheur as a white supremacist.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they're doing to the Proud Boys now, just like they did to Kavanaugh and the Catholic boys, just like they did to Michael Flynn, just like they've been doing to all of these different people. They blackball them in the press. They label lynch them. Their reputations are soiled. It's hard to erase what they're able to do from the minds of the American people when dominate everything that people hear and see. And so that's what happened up in Malibu.
Like, look how they tried that night, that morning when the news broke out. Look how they demonized LaVoy, the news media. I mean, you know, and to demonize your family, to demonize everybody, even us. And, you know, and everything. But we came out fighting, and we exposed a lot. And I know LaVoy, him and I were digging into a lot of the Uranium One that we exposed out there and everything and what was going on in Oregon at the same time. You know, we talked about that with the gold mining rights and everything connected to China, all connected to the Clintons.
Yes, all enriching themselves. All they did during their tenure in Washington, all of them they enrich themselves. That's their point.
Mm-hmm.
When they get to Washington, they fill their bank accounts and their coffers, and that is their main objective. You know, and so they're going to keep their crimes that they commit secret as much as possible. And, you know, you've heard all the stories about the Clintons and how they eliminate people who are trying to tell the truth. Well, it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
We've got whistleblowers in our case. We have Larry Wooten, who blew the whistle on the BLM Law Enforcement Division and on the FBI. We have evidence from the trial of the FBI agent, Astorita.
Mm-hmm.
We have that evidence.
Mm-hmm.
We have an independent investigation that the FBI is doing in reference to the shooting and killing of my husband. There is so many different things that is in our favor as we continue to push. But it takes time, it takes money, it takes political clout. We have had to continue to try to get to know our representatives and try to encourage them to stand with us. And there's just so many different things.
And that's
so
what we've been doing, too. And over the last couple of years, I've been doing that, too. And Hurricane Ann and Vertical Vast, and I know you can, too. And that's why I've gone out and traveled, getting to know a lot of the Congress people, getting the new ones that are coming in, and informing them about what happened in Oregon and stuff, and getting them involved in everything. And they're like, at first, you know, they're like in disbelief, and then I sent them the audio that we did with LaVoy, you know, and everything, and they're like, wow, you know. And it's just like, it's coming. Their days are coming, Jeanette. It's coming, and they know it.
And unfortunately, we have to have, on our side, we have to have an exorbitant amount of patience and perseverance, and we have to be resilient because it takes a long time. It takes a long time. And I know that another thing that we find that in our and on our side of the aisle, if we don't 100% agree with each other, sometimes we start to splinter and fracture into separate groups.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
that's very destructive to the process of obtaining liberty and justice for those of us who have been wronged. And in, re- in reality, Lavoie was standing for the individual. Lavoie died for the individual, for due process. He died for our liberty, for property rights. For what is it? What does
our
the Constitution ensure? Yes, what does the Constitution ensure each one of us? They ensure us life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and which means obtaining property, right? Having property rights. And so Lavoie fought, stood, and died for each one of us here in America.
Mm-hmm.
He's just one of the many who have died to try to preserve
freedom. And I still think to this day he was set up. I mean, I still think that without a doubt that he was set up. And there, because me and Ann talked about it many times over the years, that if me and Ann, we've been harassed. We've been harassed by the feds terribly. When it first went on and everything, and it's like, you know, with the evidence that we have, that we presented, and documents and stuff, you know, knowing that Blue Water was out there harassing Oregon residents during that time, photographs and pictures, all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and
does the media report these things? No, because they're in cahoots. We have to continue to have ways like you are doing with your radio show and getting the truth out there. We have to stick together, even if we don't agree 100% with each other on everything. We have to stick together and see things through to the end to obtain justice for those of us who have been wronged, because it is really all of us who have been wronged. And
I pray that
y'all stick with our family as we continue to fight this fight.
Oh, we are. We strongly. And, you know, and it's like, I'm surprised. I'm actually very surprised they really haven't come after me and Ann very hard, you know, harshly like they did. But, too, you know, we're just small people. They're not going to really come after us. But, still, we did a lot of damage out there at that time. You know, and everything and stuff. But because, hey, look, we got Harry Reid to resign. We got, we costed his son his real estate license, you know, and everything because of all the illegal buyings that we're doing there in Arizona. You know, and everything. So, but I tell you, we love you to death, your family. And it's, you know, one of the things that Lavoie told us the last night on the show that we had him on, he told us, he says, you know, your voices are powerful. Make your voices count.
Hey, I'm going to make mine count. Jeanette, I have a question. what is going on with the case? Where are we at?
Yes, where are we at? We did our oral arguments. The judge took her time to deliberate all of the information that came her way during the oral arguments. She rendered a finding for the superior judge to rule on, and she recommended that the federal government be dismissed, but that we can go ahead with Oregon State Police, and Harney County. Now, we didn't like that finding, so we asked for an additional 90 days to respond to her request for dismissal with the federal government. And it's so important because the federal government and the FBI were absolutely involved in the murder of my husband, and they need to be held accountable. But we're watching it happen on every level of government. You know, James Comey, McCabe, Trump, all of these different people, are they ever going to be held accountable for all of the things that they do? No, they're not being held accountable because they seem to have a get-out-of-jail-free ticket every time they commit a crime. And so it is so important that we fight this, that we continue to fight this. It is not it's not acceptable to us, and I know it's draining. It really is draining. There's a lot going on in our family. We have a lot of kids, a lot of grandkids. We had a little bit of a family reunion, and my mother has just moved in with me, so I'm becoming a full-time caregiver to my mom. And so there's a lot going on. And so I just pray for the stamina to keep moving forward. All and you
well,
know we have great.
I love your little grandbabies.
<All right. laughs>
I've got some of her grandbabies down here by me, and they had a little fish in my fish tank, and it died. Well, they came over the other day, and I was like, oh, no, the tank is dirty. And they're like, I want to see that one fish, the clownfish. And I was like, oh, it was sad because y'all weren't ever here, and I had to give it to somebody that had kids because I didn't want to tell them it died. And the kids started crying, and Shalise is like, it's okay, but I felt so bad. Traumatizing your grandchildren, Jeanette, I'm so sorry. But I'm taking them this week to the fish tank. And this week, I'm just, or next week, I'm taking them to get some fish. I promised them. So,
Virgil, do you have any questions you want to ask Jeanette?
Do I have any questions?
I did have one more question. I had one more question.
Okay.
So Trump has redid over 300 federal judges. Is that in any way going to affect LaVoie's case in a positive way? Is that affecting y'all? I was hoping it would.
Oh, how I wish it would, too. We are in the Ninth Circuit, right? What have we heard about the Ninth Circuit? And
that's the worst.
We need to clean it up continually. I hope and pray that Trump is reelected. I hope and pray that he continues to appoint new judges to the circuit on every level. I'm excited about his Supreme Court nomination. She's seems like a wonderful, wonderful woman, a very accomplished judge and professor. I'm just thrilled to death. And I wish we had more like her throughout the country who really held America's values and held the Constitution in regard as she does. But no, I think we're not as lucky as that. However, we're still moving forward because the rule of law does matter. And whether we win or lose, it is about standing up and making the fight. And I know that I have had many, many people standing behind our family throughout these almost 5 years. In January, it will be 5 years since he was murdered. I just can't even imagine, you know, if all of these people who have been hailed heroes in the press, these looters and rioters and these people who are committing crimes and then they get shot and they're being raised up as heroes. And I think about my husband and how peacefully he stood and how he was standing for all Americans and how he was standing for the Constitution and property rights and how he was gunned down with his hands in the air, shot in the back. And practically no one paid attention, right? On a national level, he was label lynched. He was demonized. And I got letters saying, good riddance, he deserved to die. Where was the media standing up for a good man like that? No, we don't have an unbiased press. We don't have equality in the press anymore. We do not get real information anymore in the press. And so when you see these other types of protests and violent protests, burning, looting, killing, harming innocent people, it breaks my heart and it makes me angry that they're put up on pedestals and hailed as heroes and some kind of righteous activism going on here when really they're destroying the fabric of our country and they're destroying businesses and people's livelihoods. And they're being hailed as heroes. And my good husband, he didn't deserve to be murdered either. And we need to have justice for all. Due process matters for every single American. And it doesn't matter what color of skin you have. You deserve your day in court. And you can hear how sometimes it makes me so angry to see such hypocrisy out there.
Go ahead, Virgil.
Well, Jeanette. You know, the American people, they're quick to forget. You know, when you're good, nobody remembers. When you're bad, nobody forgets. But you know what? But the thing is, the American people are so forgetful. I mean, let's think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Let's think about this real hard. It seems to be a strange day in America. When a security camera in a hair salon works better than the security cameras in a maximum security holding cell holding the biggest pedophile in American history.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, let's think about that. Let's think about that along those lines. You know, here you have a maximum security facility. All of a sudden, oh, the camera's broke. But the cameras work fine in a hair salon catching the Speaker of the House without a Corbin mask on. Wow.
Right.
You know, somebody slipped up somewhere. You know, is it just
right.
me? Or, I mean, you know, or is everybody else crazy?
No, it's just, we're the crazy ones. The ones committing, deluding, murdering, they're considered normal. We have
no
right to defend ourselves.
No.
You know?
No. And another thing. Okay, bioweapons throughout the world were banned by the UN years
mm-hmm.
ago, years before any of us were born. Okay? But nobody wants to focus on why was there a bioweapons plant in Wuhan, China, and how did it get out, and how did it get to the United States to cause all this chaos? But nobody wants to focus on that. Chris Wallace didn't want to focus on it during the ambush. Explain to us, Mr. President, why the United Nations hasn't condemned China for having a bioweapons plant that's supposed to be shut down and illegal.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's like we said on this show for the last several years, you know, me and Ann Russell, Diana Beth, we did a special on all this 5 years ago. You know, operation.
But my point is this, Joseph, they can get away with all of that. But
mm-hmm.
oh boy, let LaVoy Finicum make his voice, make his point known, come out and speak against the establishment and expose the establishment, and oh boy, okay, we
mm-hmm.
got to call out the equivalent of the Sandinista death squads, better known
right.
in the United States as the FBI.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
like,
Jeanette,
you know,
did you ever get LaVoy's truck back?
No, I still don't have his truck back. We're waiting for
okay.
a court because it's considered evidence
uh-huh.
at this time. So we're still waiting.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what, darling. Don't hold your breath on that one, because I can pretty much guarantee, you that your husband's truck is in the same place as JFK's coffin. It's at the bottom of the ocean somewhere. Okay, you will never see that pickup truck again, darling. I hate to tell you that, but knowing the government, like I know the government, that pickup truck is long gone.
Mm-hmm.
Long gone.
So is all that evidence that, you know,
Of course. You know, I mean, if a president's brain can get up and walk out of an autopsy, you know, where it can't be examined by other people, where it shows where the shot came from the front. Sure
mm-hmm.
enough, a pickup truck is child's play.
Mm-hmm.
A pickup truck is oops. You know, hey, you talking about a government, Jeanette, that paid $30,000 for a hammer, $40,000 for a toilet seat, and got away with it, darling. Don't plan on seeing that truck no more.
Yeah.
But I want to applaud you because I know you hired a private investigator that confirmed everything we talked about, everything that we investigated. It was confirmed, proven, documented, you know, and everything. I think with that alone, that will do a lot of damage. But we know Eric Holder, his involvement, Christopher Wray, his involvement, Loretta Lynch.
Yep.
All them.
Okay, and Joseph, let's not forget the own side players, the sideline players. Beyonce, Jay-Z, LeBron James, Kopatchernik,
mm-hmm.
all of those people are involved in this stuff too. Do
mm-hmm.
not Robert De Niro, Stephen Colbert on this CBS News, on CBS, all of these people are in the same cahoots. They're in the same club. So it's not just politicians. It's Hollywood elitists and New York elitists. Okay. So let's look at that, because for years and years and years and years, or try to argue me down, who has set the standard for the entire country of the United States of America? Who has set the standard? New York and California. Where is this coming from? You know, just like this NFAC, which Congressman Clay Higgins is begging me not to go down there because he knows my temperament and he knows what I'm capable of doing if I get near this fella. You know, he's begging me not to go down there. And you know, this is being financed by Beyonce, Jay-Z, Farrakhan, and Al Sharpton. And these
and
other
China,
and Eric Holder. And Eric Holder. So I mean, you're not going to see any of these people go to jail. You're not going to see the corrupt indict the corrupt. You might as well get that out of your head. Russell has said it, and I agree with him 1,000%. You know, you're not going to see the corrupt indict the corrupt as much as you expose them. You know, and this election here, I'll tell you what, we'll be lucky to live through it. This is going to get out of hand, and we're all going to be lucky if we live through it.
Yeah. So, Jeanette.
Yes.
I heard that, Thayer, did she ever complete her book? Did she ever get it published?
Yes. Her book is called Liberty Rising, One Cowboy's Ascent, and it's available on my website, onecowboystandforfreedom.com, along with Lavoie's book and many different T-shirts. All of the money continues to go to the legal fund. So, yes, she did, and it's a great book.
Oh, okay.
People love it.
Well, I have to go check that out. I didn't know if it was out yet or not. I've been waiting for it. And I remember the first book I got was from Ann. That was the book that Lavoie wrote, Blood and Sufferings. That was a great book. That was a good book. And everything's worth reading and stuff. And I know, I heard Santilli wrote a biography called Hired Guns about Lavoie and the Militias. I don't know if you heard about that or not.
I believe it's more about the Bundys than it is about Lavoie, although I saw that he used Lavoie's picture. But what I read, it didn't mention Lavoie, so I'm not sure that it really is about Lavoie.
Yeah. That's a question I got for you too.
I'm sorry.
That's a question I've got. What about this so-called I think his name Clive Bundy, the one that was in the truck with him?
That was Eamon.
That was right.
That was Eamon.
It was
Ryan Bundy in the car.
And what's the story on him these days?
Ryan Bundy, I believe he's working with his dad on the ranch.
Okay, and what about the one that came out that the FBI got to that we donated all the money to, and all of a sudden he backstabbed Lavoie in the press? Yeah, what's his story?
Yeah, he's up in Idaho. He's running an organization called People's Right, continuing to fight for subjects that he is passionate about. And, you know, I don't believe that he really supports our family and our quest for justice. That is.
You think?
I think.
Oh, we've been saying that for a long while now.
Do you think that, Jeanette, do you think I'm your best customer ever buying Lavoie's books? Because I started buying them like 6 years ago, And I'm looking at my shelf right now, and I've got that $100 one, and I've got about 6 more paper ones. I mailed them to every person I know. I did my kid on homeschool in them. Every friend, every relative that I have has that book that I bought for them. So I'm like, I literally am like your best customer. I love that. So I got a flag.
Right,
the other day I was
right.
out a box, and I found like 10 bumper stickers. And you know what? I'd like to have you on my radio show, Jeanette, if you don't mind. I could schedule it with you sometime. And we could give away one of these books and some of those bumper stickers that I have as a giveaway, since I have an abundance and I'm such a fabulous shopper. And that's One Cowboy Stand for Freedom, with one S on stand, right?
Yeah. You,
for
the
Patreon.
Cowboy is
I mean,
this, her. And then, yeah. It's onecowboystandforfreedom.com. Yep.
Well, that's awesome. I'll get a hold of you and see if I can schedule you to come on Wolfpack Radio and we can do my podcast. So that'd be awesome. And I also have a live stream for YouTube also, if you want to do that.
All right.
So.
And soon as this pandemic is over, are you gonna be traveling anywhere or any specific place you're going to be going to? Or?
You know, I would love to go ahead. If people still wanted Mark and I to come and show them the documentary series, we would love to continue to do that. I know we have a group of people in California just waiting for the tyrannical government of California to unlock their state, and I know they're waiting for us to come back, but and I believe we were supposed to be in South Dakota in November, you know, it's slowly you know, picking back up, but with all of the elections and the lockdowns again, people are just really skittish about having large gatherings, and it's really quite interesting to see the different reactions in different states to the COVID itself, you know, and you have these $7, you know, so they're putting all these unrealistic demands upon them.
Right.
Jeanette, when you come back
you
to Temple, I'm
in Mexico and do a tour up here so I can come visit you, because I know I missed you in Arizona, and I was kicking myself in the butt because I was only like 2 blocks away from you. And when I was up there in Arizona, and we had an emergency phone call and had to go to Phoenix and everything. And so that was the reason why I couldn't meet. We were planning it down to go out and hear you speak and everything and meet up with
Joseph,
you.
Joseph, you told me you got sick because it was too hot. Quit your lying. Don't even try it. I'm your best friend.
I can tell all of you this.
I exposed Hillary Clinton.
I can tell all of you.
I hated to eat Arizona. Y'all
can
keep that heat down there.
I can tell
Jeanette,
all
when
you of
come
you
back,
this. If you go ahead, Ann. Go ahead.
Okay, Jeanette, I'm so sorry. Last time I didn't get to advertise a lot because I was real sick and you came at a bad time. But I promise, on your next tour, our third tour, when you come back here, that I will have that house packed for you. So I'm really looking forward to it. So I apologize I didn't get to promote it at all last time. I did a horrible job, but I was really sick.
That's okay. We had a good time while we were there, and it's always good to see you, Ann.
Right. You too. Sorry to interrupt, Virgil.
I was telling everybody, if you want to see a living, walking, talking waste of space and air, come to Louisiana and meet with our governor. Boy, that'll be an experience you won't forget.
Apparently, you haven't met our governor, Virgil. But I think we're all in the same boat. But I'll tell you what,
Jeanette,
ahead, Virgil.
Here is how bad it is in Louisiana. We have had people, all right, that when they put it all out to the unemployment, to the help, to the stimulus, to everything else, here it is, October 1st, okay? We have people, a significant amount of people, who still have not received their unemployment benefits from June.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're saying, oh, well, the state has run out of money for unemployment benefits. We got to borrow from the government. Okay, what happened to the benefits that you already had in place? You're supposed to have, you know, unemployment is supposed to be like chips at the casino. You're supposed to be able to back up every one. but they've run out of unemployment. They've run out.
Really?
The unemployment
like
is
our governor, like probably like our governor, they went and bought our governor went and bought diamonds, expensive diamonds with the unemployment here. She got caught, you know. So, but it's a mess. It's a big mess. But I tell you what, Jeanette.
You know,
I
live in a state, Joseph. I live in a state that can spend $3 million to take down Confederate monuments, but they can't spend $10,000 on fixing the street, on the potholes in the streets. I mean, this governor here, this is sad. This is a sad situation here in Louisiana.
Our mayor here can do better than that. He can spend $10,000 painting rainbow flags on the streets. You know, so wasting money. But I tell you what, you know, if you want, I know Lucretia Hughes is going to have a rally on April and everything up in Atlanta, Georgia, and I plan on being there, and that's going to be a big gathering. And if you like, I could put you in touch with her and everything, because she's looking for speakers.
Okay. Well, if they're interested, you're more than welcome to you know, give her my name and stuff, and if they're interested in having me, she's welcome to contact me.
Okay, I sure will, too. I know she's really been interested in you and LaVoy and everything and stuff, so I'll mention that to her. But I went to Atlanta the year before last, before this pandemic, we had a blast out there. I mean, we got to know a lot of congressmen, congresspeople, and everything up there, so it's a good event that she has. And everything, so I'll mention that to her tonight when I talk to her and everything. So anyway, Ann, is there anything else you want to talk to Jeanette about or ask her any questions? Or
I think I had a list, and so I pretty much got it all covered, and you asked the one about Thera's book, so you got me. But it's good to talk to you again, Jeanette. I love you. I love your family. And I'll try to help look after your grandbabies down here while you're so far away from them. Such a sweet family you have. And I'll contact you.
Yes. Yes, Jeanette. It's wonderful. Every time you come on the show, you know, it makes my day. You know, me being such a reactionary person and everything, I have to kind of maintain a bit of control, you know, when you come on the show. And it's not you that makes me angry, darling. It's what happened to you that makes me so, so very angry. And I have to apply a lot of self-control because the situation, it makes all the Paris Island come out of me. And I just cannot believe to this day, you know, even though it's been 5 years, that I served 5 years in the Marine Corps to watch one of the citizens that I'm in charge of protecting be murdered by the government that sent me overseas to do the protecting. And it just infuriates me, and it infuriates Russell too. I mean, you have to understand where we're coming from on that. And darling, I love you. More Godspeed to you. And I hope and pray that you get the justice and closure you deserve with all of this.
Well, thank you. Thank you very, very much for those kind words. And thank you for the service that you've given our country. And we love you. And we love you, Anne. And we love all of you. And thank you for continuing to have me on to have our story continue to be told to the American people. We appreciate the time that you take to continue to inform your listeners and us, and thank you for standing with us.
Joseph has been a fierce and loyal servant for fighting for justice for LaVoy, and I'm proud of him for that. He's relentless, and I love him for that. Jeanette, I was going to ask you a question. How much longer to the 90 days of the court?
We have another 30 days to put forth our reply in reference to the FBI and federal government. And after that, we should be hearing, they get to respond. If you file a response and they file a response, and the judge gets to weigh it again, and then you get to wait again. And so you're looking at another 6 months, 7 months before maybe we'll even hear of a trial date. It's unbelievable. And this,
you know,
is
this could end up
at
the Supreme Court, right? I mean, eventually.
We'll keep going. We'll keep going. But
because we'll win it now, now that we have Amy.
We'll have to keep trying, huh?
Yeah, I mean, now that she's in there, this is a game changer.
Well, yeah, and it's a game changer, but you have to overcome the lower court obstacles, the appellate court obstacles.
I know, Virgil, but we're Mormons.
We
believe in miracles. All of our patriarchs just walked out. We
well,
all this stuff. So.
Well,
right,
well,
killing.
You know. In my line of experience, you know, through all I've been, a good line of BS beats luck any day of the week. You know, that's just the way I am. It gets you a lot further. You know, the boys in Vegas would say y'all trying to make your point the hard way, but it is what it is. You know, and I mean it's a shame. It's a shame that they will rush you. If Ann, Joseph, or Jeanette, or myself, or Russell, if we were charged with a felony crime, it would be wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. We'd go through the system, and we'd be put under the jail by now. Okay, but you know when you're dealing with an entity that has major resources, that has thousands of lawyers on their side, you know, this ought to tell you right now that the elitists, these people that are committing all these crimes and getting away with it, they're never going to see the inside of a courtroom. I hate to tell you all that. I hope you're taking this to heart, because the same thing Jeanette's going through, you try to indict one of these people, it's going to be the same thing. They're not going to see the inside of a courtroom.
It's not different this time. It might be different, Virgil. You got to be more positive. I think this is going to work out great for Jeanette, and that we're going to have justice for LaVoy, and that our great president is going to stack up our Supreme Court, and it's going to be a lot of changes. So I think that it's time for good things to happen to good people, and we've had bad things happen to us for too long. So I'm just going to have to be positive about this, okay?
Right.
That's
why
I'm
looking at it too. I'm looking at it. Yeah, I have to keep a positive attitude as well in moving forward, or I would just fizzle out. But
of course.
Yeah, I believe the LaVoy needs to be heard.
Right.
You know, the good book says, God does answer all prayers, but it don't give no timeline on how fast He answers them. And a lot of times the answer is no. So you got to consider that into the X factor, darling.
A lot of times the answer is
yes.
Right.
I certainly do. I certainly do. I know God is in charge of all things, and sometimes the answer isn't that what we want to have, but it is what He wants to have happen. And I can live with that. Live with whatever my God says I need to live with. I can't live with the way the country is headed now, and I have to be a voice for liberty and freedom and preservation of our Constitution of this United States. And so, though, you know, I'll probably always be an advocate for that. And again, I just want to say thank you, Joseph, so very much
welcome.
For having me on. And
you're welcome.
You.
And you know, this is exactly what LaVoy wants, because it's like, you know, many times, Jeanette, you know how hard it hurt me when LaVoy died. You know, I took it very hard, and it took you and Ann to snap me out of it. And the reason why is I don't pull the plug on the show is because of what LaVoy said. That is the reason. It's because our voices matter. Everyone's voice matters, you know, plus I don't want to break
sure
my heart.
Thank you so much for having me, Joseph. It's 9 o'clock and almost, and I have got to get up super early with the dog with diapers and the kid that goes to school. So, Joseph,
I'm sorry I missed your call when I was in the hospital, Ann. As soon as you called, I was on my way in there. I was taking a CT scan.
I'm so glad you're okay. I just want to call and tell you I love you. So we were praying for you.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
So,
Hurricane Ann.
All right, Ann. We'll talk to you later.
All right.
Annette, we'll have you back on soon again and give Sarah my love and tell her I haven't broken my promise yet and it will be kept.
Okay,
she'll
will
know
do.
What you're
Thanks
talking.
So much, you guys.
She'll know what, you're ta- what I'm talking about. Okay, and we'll talk to you all soon.
Okay, God bless.
Bye-bye,
right.
Jeanette.
Be careful.
Bye-bye. I will.
All right, everybody. We're going to say goodnight. I don't know what happened to Russell.
Well,
I hope he's good. He hasn't texted me back. Normally he does. So I hope he's okay and everything because we know he's going through a lot.
He's
so.
Okay. He's drunk. He's okay. He's drunk.
That's why he didn't call. Man, I'm
he's
glad you're
passed
okay,
out
Virgil.
Drunk somewhere.
Probably. So anyway, I hope you all enjoyed that interview with Jeanette and everything. So we'll just call it a night, and we'll see you all on here Monday. We'll see what Monday brings us, and if we survive the weekend or not. So with all this craziness going on.
Well, just to give a breakdown of what's going on here in Louisiana real quick.
Okay.
The NFAC is supposed to be showing up Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm waiting
in
for
response
that.
to Congressman Clay Higgins' comments.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been asked by Congressman Higgins and several people not to even go.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm still thinking about going.
We need to have him
I've
on the show, sir.
I've had enough of this empty yellow
mm-hmm.
talk. I've had mm-hmm. enough of the intimidation threats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling everybody the truth. I'm going down there. If I go down there, I'm going to go try to pick a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because and the way I'm going to do it, I'm going to bring a case of bananas and I'm going to throw it at them.
All right. Well, one of these days, Virgil, I would love to have Higgins on the show since you know him and stuff, and maybe you can get him
on
the
show. Well, I've tried to get him, but he's supposed to be down there Saturday, and I'm going to at least try to go down there and meet with him.
Are we going to need bail money for you?
As far as Grandmaster Jay and the NFAC,
mm-hmm.
I could care less.
I don't think
for
they're going to show up. Honestly,
They are. Yeah.
The thing is,
the Lafayette Parish Sheriff's Office has granted them security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of all the hoopla and everything else, and everybody's all upset. So
mm-hmm.
They're going to be granted security protection by the sheriff's office, the same sheriff's office, the same law enforcement entity that they support, you know, that they want to defund and
mm-hmm.
Say they don't need and everything. And then they go run to them like a bunch of little cowards and ask for protection.
Just
you
like
in people. that's why, you know, I'm kind of debating and other people are asking me, you know, just don't even go down there because your temper is too bad and you're going to say something or do something and it's going to provoke a bunch of shit. So, I'm up in the air about it.
Well, unless you can get sworn in as a deputy or something, you know.
I'm already sworn in as a reserve deputy.
You
I'm
know,
already,
so,
but it's a different parish. Plus, we've had in Iberville Parish, we've had five individuals that attacked a home with Molotov cocktails and illegally modified automatic weapons. They've got four of them in jail, and they're looking for a few more.
Wow.
So
we'll see what happens.
So
Saturday.
It's getting retarded. It's getting retarded out here.
It is.
It's getting retarded.
Thankfully, we're not that. They tried that shit here in New Mexico not so long ago. We chased them out, and they ain't never been back. So they've been threatening, but they haven't. We've been lucky so far that our town's not burning and destroyed, you know.
What gets me, Joseph? What gets me is this. If you cannot see that this so-called leader of the NFAC is nothing more than a red bell pepper nose with a big mouth,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Oh, we know
I mean,
he is.
He Beyonce and Jay-Z are financing this asshole. And he is the biggest fake fraud and phony. And the people that are falling behind him are the most silliest son of a bitches on the face of the earth.
Right.
To buy into this shit.
Yeah,
right. I mean.
No, we know that. I mean, we see it and we know it. So, you know. But who knows? If they throw down, guess what? My bet's going to be on you guys. You know.
Oh, they're not
going to
be that stupid.
They don't know Louisiana like you do and I do, as far as it is, you know.
they're not going to be that stupid. They're not going to be that stupid. It's just the empty yellow talk that gets under my skin. It's like a little chihuahua at the end of the bed barking all night.
Right. Well, my thing is Antifa's showing up and everything, you know, so that would be a problem. You know, and everything. But anyhow, it's time to close the show, brother. We'll come back on Monday to do us some live feeds. I'm out of Facebook jail. They gave me an early release again. So, but anyhow,
all right.
So just try to do some live feeds if you can for us and keep in touch and everything. So, everybody,
okay.
We hope you enjoyed this interview we had with Jeanette. We confirmed everything, proved everything. I just hope the boy gets justice. That's what I want to see, you know, and
yeah,
everything. So, but anyhow, everybody, we'll see you all. Y'all be safe. Have a good weekend. Good night.
Good night, Chester, wherever you are.